You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Imagine being in a hospital forced to make a decision for an ailing parent or loved one with no idea what to do. National Healthcare Decisions Day encourages people to think about critical healthcare decisions in advance.
No one wants to talk about death. No one wants to talk about the last year of their life. But it's really important that we do that.
Bill Full is the communications officer for Hospice CNY and the Finger Lakes. He says he's seen the toll waiting to plan or name a healthcare proxy can take.
Two things we hear a lot at hospice is, one, I don't want to be a burden. And the other thing we hear is, I have no idea what mom or dad or grandma or grandpa wanted. We never talked about it. And that leads to a lot of stress.
That stress for both patients and families can be alleviated by simply having a plan. Full says national hospice studies show that if a plan is in place, people experience less stress and actually live longer. Medical advancements have prolonged life expectancy, but people are also living longer with chronic conditions. He says there's no better time than the present for loved ones to discuss their health, plans, and wishes.
Don't wait until you get a terminal diagnosis or a very harsh diagnosis about someone you love. Do it while you're healthy. How many years did you plan your wedding day? How many years did you plan about what college you might attend? As Americans, we're great planners, and we should be planning for the last year of our life as well.
Full says those looking for advice on how to have those sometimes difficult discussions can find tips and recommendations at theconversationsproject.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.